Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Rusty, and here's what he has to say. I'm a divorced dad with a 9-year-old daughter, and I'm not sure what would be the best life advice to give her about future goals, as well as her career and relationships. As a man, I can relate to the struggles that a young man would have because I lived through it. I understand awkward phases and character-building moments. I know that it benefits a young man in the long run to be ambitious and striving to accumulate wealth and power. A man also doesn't feel any pressure to have kids, so it makes sense for him to focus on building his empire to have more resources available for his children, when he is ready. MGTOW is one idea that will keep him safe from the traps set by society. I know it doesn't necessarily mean being a monk. MGTOW to me is at the very least avoiding the institution of marriage or other situations with women that could lead to a life-crushing government intervention. Women have a different playbook because they have a finite amount of time to bear children. They often become more conscious about this clock around the age 30. A woman typically has her greatest level of attractiveness in her early 20s, so much that it's like a superpower enabling her to get whatever man she wants at that age. She can even use her looks to get raw resources from men, as we now see happening on social media platforms. It doesn't necessarily have to be that overt either. I've seen many subjective situations where a woman is enthusiastically awarded a scholarship or a job opportunity, and it would be a good bet that her attractiveness was a major factor. I guess you can say that a man benefits from having big dreams of changing the world. It can be a lonely path full of trial and error, but if he meticulously plans his future and is defensive about mistakes, he's got a lot to look forward to. A woman has much attention given to her up front at a time when she may not be mentally mature enough to use it substantially. When men are willing to hand over their resources so easily, I would imagine that destroys any incentive she would have for learning how to acquire resources through skill. Some women overuse their power on men during its peak years, and face tough consequences in the quality of their relationships later on. Some women in their 20s focus on climbing the corporate ladder the way that a man would, and then miss out on the opportunity for children and family. Women have a set of trade-offs in their relationships, career, and family choices early on, and I don't know what would be the best path for a young woman to take. Sandman, what are your thoughts on how you would define a successful adult life for a woman? What steps should she take in her 20s to end up in a fulfilling place long term? Do you think that happiness and contentment is even attainable for women to achieve? And how might that affect long term planning? What do you think would be the best playbook for a women's life strategy? Well, Rusty, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. My advice to your daughter, which is pretty brutal, is to marry rich, marry young, and get an anchor baby to keep the man trapped in the relationship. Probably the way your ex-wife trapped you with one daughter as well. Also tell her to sniff out the men with the most potential and target them. Then ruthlessly seduce them. But should you really tell her all this? I'll discuss how she can do that and more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on 200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to training your daughter to be a super gold digger clown world show. Rusty, isn't it clear that if you want your daughter to have the best life possible, then she needs to be with the most successful man possible? To do that, she needs to focus on becoming as beautiful as possible. That means she needs to be thin, soft-spoken, and chaste, so she can put out the perfect bait to get the cream of some young rich guy. But we know that she's going to be way more influenced by her mother, friends, and culture at large instead of you. So to have any real influence on her in these decisions is next to impossible. Sorry to burst your bubble. The problem with women is that they know what to do to get the best man possible. Unfortunately, their own hedonism and party nature while young gets in the way of that, and they don't accomplish landing and keeping the best man imaginable. You could tell her to find a man that's rapidly rising towards success that doesn't even know his own true value yet. But even that's not guaranteed to work if some other women steal him from her. So to play it safe would mean to date and break half a dozen guys' hearts along the way that she might actually get together with later. Of course, Rusty, you can't say things like this as a man to a woman, even if she is your daughter. Besides being politically incorrect, it's also something she'll figure out on her own. The one major thing getting in the way of women scheming plans for the good life is self-sabotage. Typically, she's not going to play the long game with one schlong at a young age. Instead, what she's going to do is ride the carousel because it feels natural and right. And if she goes to college, you won't be able to do anything to help her. Plus, even if she married the best man possible, odds are that whatever she gets in life will never be enough. Women are never happy or content. They're typically doing well if they're a little less restless than yesterday. I know that you want the best for her, but the problem is that no one really knows what's...
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Best anymore. You don't want to see her suffer, but it's only through suffering that humans avoid being spoiled, and that we finally find meaning and purpose in life, by carrying a burden. For women, that burden is typically having children and raising a family. The best thing she could do for you and her is to have kids of her own, because that's the happiest I've ever seen a woman, when they squeeze one out and raise it. But that's the sort of thing that only works while their children are younger. Once the kids get older, they treat their husband like the big kid instead. why do you think all the sitcoms treat men like buffoons? It's because that's the way women see their husbands, and when they watch such shows, they realize they aren't the only ones going through it. Meanwhile, they ask men to find things like a container in a fridge, but men's visual ability is different than women's. We see a bottle of ketchup in our minds that looks red and has a Heinz label on it. We visualize it and then we look for it. But she bought green ketchup with the yellow label, and then calls you blind when you can't find it. Rusty also mentioned that men don't feel pressure to have kids. I beg to differ. There's pressure there from men's parents, his partner, and even himself to have kids at some point. At least that's what happened to me. Eventually that pressure was lifted when interacting with kids, and I realized they weren't for me. Also, Rusty, women become conscious of their clock very early in life, especially when they start getting their periods. But hedonism is more important to them than taking a baby home. The birth control pill and condoms offered pokings from men that came virtually risk-free. But those happy mothers I was referring to earlier, even they get restless. They need drama and chaos to feel somewhat complete. And that's sort of what I mean when I say that even happy women are unhappy. As for your daughter's future career prospects, find out how intelligent she is and what she's good at, and encourage her to go in a direction in a field that pays the most. But then again, the more successful she is, the harder it's going to be to find a man that'll be on her own financial status level or above. Her own hypergamy might actually screw over in the end. Also, when having kids, we might have plans for them, but they're typically like a mystery Kinder Egg. You don't know what's on the inside until you get your chocolate and plastic shells off. You have to be prepared for them to be uber successful or a total failure. Plus, how do you know if most of the guidance you give them is actually even relevant? It's like when boomers tell millennials to do what they did to be successful back in the day without realizing that it was a totally different world. Raising children properly is like trying to hit a moving bullet with another moving bullet. Today you gotta help your kids navigate social media, but how do you do that effectively if you don't even understand all the dangers yourself? I think part of having kids is accepting that they're growing up in a world different than when you were young. And if you have a girl, there's nothing you can do about female nature. It's more powerful than any so-called knowledge and wisdom that you can instill. I don't want to discourage you, Rusty, but I think the most important thing you can do with your daughter for the next few years, before she doesn't want much to do with you anymore, is spend quality time together, while she still wants to be around you. When she becomes a teenager, she's going to change, and you'll probably see her rebellious streak. This happens with both males and females, but I've seen it happen more with the women. As for my definition of a successful adult woman, she would have kids and take care of the home and have a career. I saw that in my mother and women from Eastern Europe for the longest time. In North America, women focus more on their careers than their families. But that generation that was my mother's was raised through hardship and only started gaining prosperity in their 20s. A successful woman, and man for that matter, is one that suffers through great pain and can appreciate the good things later in life and not sabotage themselves because they know what it's like to go without. But your daughter isn't going to really suffer because, from what you told me, your wife's family has money and probably spoils her. So in her case, the best she can do is marry rich and continue to live the life that she's accustomed to. That means try to get your ex-wife to get her to hang around those other rich kids that your family knows. Maybe get her into a mixed boarding school. She might end up like rich people I've known that spit out table wine at restaurants because it's not good enough for their delicate and spoiled taste buds. The women I've known that were super successful in their careers either had tons of pressure on them from their parents, especially if they were an only child, or they came from an impoverished background. But some of them had kids they spoiled, and those kids didn't amount to anything. As for younger women's beauty being a superpower, it's all about them having their sexual marketplace value loaded up front. And the worst part is that most women are terrible long-term thinkers. So that means they aren't always taking the expiry of their fertility window as seriously as they should. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women in their early 20s are too busy smashing as many men as they can instead of thinking about their futures. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the daughters you can't raise yourself because they're being raised by Susan Tube and OnlyFans away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.